Dr. Pinsky dictating a female IME on Barbara Jones. Barbara Jones is a 61-year-old woman who reports she was injured at work on 7/19/14. Apparently, she went into a coded door and stepped in and slid on moisture on the floor, injuring her left knee and hip. Apparently, she was seen at Virtue Emergency Room afterwards. Apparently, she had further evaluation leading to a diagnosis of tears of the meniscus and anterior cruciate ligament. She did undergo surgery on two occasions. She is currently receiving physical therapy through her private insurance. She states for the last 2 weeks she has had swelling in her legs, but no other change in her signs or symptoms. Paired new paragraph, as per her claim petition, Ms. Jones alleged on 7/19/14 she slipped and fell on her lower back, left elbow, and knee, resulting in permanent injuries to these areas. Paired treatment records show she had an MRI of the left knee on 7/25/14. At the referral of Dr. Carlin, C-A-R-L-I-N, period. Insert those results here. Was also seen orthopedically by Dr. Maslow on 9/2/14, reporting improvement. But she still had knee pain and was using a quad cane occasionally for support. Period therapy had been helpful. Period, he thought she'd be able to return to full duty the following week. Period. She returned on 12/2/14. Stating she had not been contacted with regard to the epidural he had recommended and he feels she requires. Period, she had pain in the left low back, radiating down the left leg. Period. Overall, he thought she was still exhibiting symptoms of lumbar verticillitis, for which an epidural injection was again recommended. Period, he also renewed her prescription for Vicodin. Period. She saw Dr. Maslow again on 12/16/14 when he asserted she needs additional treatment, including pain management. Period. Since the MRI showed no disc herniation, an EMG / NCV would be beneficial. Period. He attributed the necessity of these procedures to the event of 7/19/14. Period. A paragraph on 1/15/15. She was seen orthopedically by Dr. Sapega, S-A-P-E-G-A. Period. He reviewed her MRI of 7/25/14 that showed three areas of subacute bone bruises as opposed to degenerative changes. Period. This was typically only seen following an acute anterior tibiofemoral subluxation episode. The lateral meniscus tear previously described by the radiologist was not quite as small as was previously contended, with the radial portion being quite significant. This type of complex posterior horn lateral meniscal defect often accompanies acute tibiofemoral subluxation episodes caused by anterior cruciate ligament tearing. Brady recommended arthroscopic meniscectomy. On 3/18/15, he performed subtotal lateral meniscectomy of the left knee. Per the postoperative diagnosis was torn lateral meniscus and torn anterior cruciate ligament. Period. On 9/16/15, he performed arthroscopic assisted ACL reconstruction using patellar tendon autograft. Per the postoperative diagnosis was anterior cruciate ligament deficiency of the left knee. Per she followed up postoperatively along with physical therapy through 4/28/16. Period new paragraph on 6/15/16, she was seen by Dr. Sabia, S-A-B-I-A, for low back and leg pain. Period, he referred her to pain management. Period, she only noted a surgical history of hysterectomy with Dr. Sabia and did not mention her knee injury. Period, Dr. Sabia recommended a lumbar injection at L5-S1. Period. Ms. Jones was also evaluated by Dr. Allen, A-L-L-E-N, on 6-2016. Period. She offered 0% permanent disability at the left arm and lumbar spine. Period. She did not provide permanency estimate for the left knee. As petitioner alleged, she had two operative procedures by Dr. Sapega, but the operative reports were not available. Period. She also observed in Dr. Sapega's records that there was only one surgery and his notes were handwritten and difficult to read. Period. However, there were in fact two surgeries, as your records indicate. Period. On 9-9-16, Dr. Sabia performed a lumbar epidural injection at L5-S1. Having already had an injection on 8-15-16. Period. In paragraph, she later reported on 2-15-17 she was having pain and felt as though her knee would give out. Period. Accordingly, she was sent back to Dr. Sapega. Period. He re-examined her on 4-6-17. Noting during her postoperative rehab, she developed some unrelated lumbar symptoms associated with left-sided sciatica. Period. At her 2016 exam, Dr. Sapega indicated her left knee pain was related to her lumbar condition rather than the knee joint condition per se, comma, because she did not have synovitis and her anterior cruciate ligament graft was stable. Period. He thought the petitioner received an epidural injection related to degenerative disc disease between L3 and L5. Period. She deferred subsequent injections and was wearing a back brace and working her normal job. Period. Once her back was improved, she felt that her left knee was strong enough without any additional therapy. Period. She had no episodes of instability or gross swelling, but did have some episodes of puffiness. Period. She advised she recently had discomfort in the medial aspect of her left knee, which was on the opposite side that was originally injured. Dr. Sapega performed updated x-rays showing the tibiofemoral compartment spaces were preserved and symmetrical with the other knee. Period. The bone tunnels from her ACL reconstruction looked in excellent position. Period. There was no evidence of calcification, comma, loose bodies, comma, or secondary ill effects. Period. Both patellofemoral compartments showed normal alignment with preserved joint spaces. Period. He concluded there was no need for further treatment with regard to the knee. Period. New paragraph, however, on 8-21-19, she was seen by Dr. Roy, R-O-Y. Period, she had a lumbar MRI as compared to x-rays of 3-14-16 and 9-28-16. Period, this showed only a mild disc bulge at L4-5. Period. This was associated with mild disc dehydration. Period. On 6-30-21, she had x-rays of both knees. Period. The knee joints appeared relatively symmetric and do not reveal findings of significance. Period. New paragraph, she saw Dr. Sapega again on 8-6-21, who opined she began to develop a mild degree of post-traumatic and post-surgical arthropathy symptoms, which was to be expected following the type of injury and surgery. Period, there was no evidence that surgery of any sort would be needed anytime soon. Period, she may have some early degeneration of her medial meniscus ongoing, because at this time her medial knee discomfort appeared to be localized to the joint and associated with some mild local inflammation rather than strictly from a lumbar source, as appeared to be the case back in 2017. Period. He did not believe her symptoms about the knee were a manifestation of very early traumatic arthropathy. Period. Her popliteal discomfort etiology was uncertain. Period. He thought it might be worth getting an updated MRI of the knee. Period. If it showed no more serious accelerated aging, he would recommend viscosupplementation injections, comma, Voltaren gel, comma, Tylenol, comma, and possibly a soft arthrosis. Period. With regard to her back, Dr. Sapega deferred to a spine specialist. Period. new paragraph on 8/23/22. She had an MRI of the left knee compared to bilateral knee x-rays from 6/30/21. Appeared there was a horizontal tear at the posterior horn of the medial meniscus, comma, radial tear at the posterior horn slash posterior root, comma, truncated lateral meniscus from previous surgery, comma, ACL reconstruction, comma, graft intact, comma, soft tissue edema adjacent to the graft, comma, no graft impingement, comma, no soft tissue mass or fibrosis at Hoffa's fat pad, semicolon bursitis at superficial intrapatellar bursa and bursa adjacent to the tibial tuberosity, comma, small semimembranous bursal fluid and subcentimeter fluid at the gastrocnemius, semimembranosus bursa, comma, and small retropatellar osteophytes. Period. In paragraph on 9/20/22, the petitioner went to Cooper Emergency Room for abdominal pain that she had for 2 months. Period. While there, it was recommended she get MRIs of the thoracic and lumbar spine. Period. They showed degenerative changes. Period. She was diagnosed with a liver nodule and lumbar radiculopathy and was given a toroidal injection. Period. She saw Dr. Sapega again on 9/23/22. Pretty question why it had taken so long for the petitioner to get an updated MRI. Period. He wrote, given her x-rays from 2021, showed no significant joint space narrowing, and that the extent of articular arthropathy remained modest in her knee on the new MRI. He did not believe there was any surgery indicated. Period. She did have some premature degenerative breakdown of her medial meniscus and very early medial compartment arthropathy, for which he recommended a series of hyaluron injections, comma, diclofenac gel, comma, and NSAID, as well as the use of a brace. Period. She was not a good candidate for physical therapy, given her back complaints. Period. He then performed a series of hyaluron injections from 11/4/22 through 12/5/22. Period. At the visit of 12/16/22, he performed a cortisone injection. Period. He opined, scratched that he would not issue an opinion about treatment for the lower back, noting the petitioner did not work, so there was no need to comment on same. Period. At his follow-up on 2/3/23, Ms. Jones reported 65% improvement of her symptoms after the cortisone injection and was discharged from care. Period. Physical exam. General appearance. She had a new cane with her that she just bought on her own. Period. She states the three cortisone injections caused her to have kidney damage. Period. Extremities lower. Inspection revealed healed portal and open surgical scarring about the left knee. Period. There was no swelling, atrophy, or effusions. Period. Left hip motion was full, but external rotation elicited low back tenderness. Period. Motion of the hips, knees, and ankles was full in all planes without crepitus or tenderness. Period. Manual muscle testing was 4+/5/4. Resisted left hamstring and quadricep strength, but was otherwise 5/5. Period. There was moderate tenderness palpation on the medial joint line of the left knee, but there was none on the lateral joint line or on the right knee. Period. Knee maneuvers, these were done in a modified fashion while supine. Period. She was not placed into the prone position. Period. She guarded the performance of McMurray / Apley's compression maneuvers, complaining of low back tenderness. Period. Thoracic normal, lumbosacral. She ambulated with mild antalgia on the left, both with and without her cane. Period. She was able to stand on her toes and declined standing on her heels. Period. She changed positions fluidly and was able to squat to 65 degrees, shifting her weight to the right. Period. She was tender at the greater trochanters bilaterally. Period. The rest of that section is normal. Impressions. On 7/19/14, Barbara Jones slipped and fell at work, injuring her left knee. Period. She had and MRI the left knee on 7/25/14. She then was seen orthopedically by Dr. Maslow, who treated her conservatively. Period. She also came into the orthopedic care of Dr. Sapega, who also treated her conservatively at first. Period, however, he performed surgery on 3/18/15. Period, she had physical therapy but remained symptomatic. Period, another surgery was done on 9/16/15 to be inserted here. Period, new paragraph, she also came into the care of Dr. Sabia relative to low back pain. Period, he wanted her to get an epidural injection. Period, she did have a lumbar MRI on 8/21/19 to be inserted. Period, she eventually did have epidural injection with improvement. Period, she returned to Dr. Sapega, who performed viscosupplementation injections to the left knee. Period, ultimately he deemed she did not require further treatment as of 2/3/23. Period. New paragraph, the petitioner admits to only one other work injury involving her left shoulder, sustained at Amazon. Period, she underwent surgery for this. Period. I've been advised she had an earlier injury at on 2/11/17, resulting in injury / aggravation to the lower back. Period, that claim was still pending. But the second injury was on 11/27/18 at Amazon involving her left shoulder. Period, the claim resolved for 22.5% partial total disability. Period. She did undergo a permanency evaluation by Dr. Allen on 6/20/16, who offered 0% disability at the left arm or lumbar spine. Period. You have indicated both parties obtained permanency evaluation reports in the latter part of 2016 and proceeded with settlement discussions. Period, however, she complained of additional symptoms and we saw Dr. Sapega again. Period. He treated her for her knee and she also had treatment for her lower back. Period. And underline this, I cannot find the distinct opinion as to permanency for the left knee by any respondents examiners. Period. New paragraph. There is 7.5% permanent partial disability referable to the left leg. Period. This is for the orthopedic residuals of tears of the medial meniscus and ACL repaired surgically. Period. She recently acquired a cane on her own because the knee gives way. Period. And that is the end.